This interview was conducted on February 17th, 2022, 7 days before Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
My name is Oleg Dolgun. I'm 27 years old. I'm from Ukraine. I live in Pittsburgh like 5 years already, and I like it. I like it. I'm a professional boxer. I have 13 professional fights, 13 wins, and now I'm going number 6 in the world in ranking. My favorite about Pittsburgh Penguins. I like hockey. In Ukraine, we have more soccer. And first time I've been in the hockey area and watch hockey. And the people, very kind of nice people live in Pittsburgh. It's very nice. It's my favorite two things. I go to church in Maki Rocks. We have Ukrainian church. And mostly I spend time with my wife. I was missing my wife. We were separate like 1 year. She come over already. It's good. Now I was missing pierogi. Ukraine have pierogi food. I don't know how to explain, but in my hometown, much better. I live in a city, Stebnik, maybe 50, 60 miles near Poland. So I say it's a small town. Pittsburgh, much bigger city. Where I'm from, we probably city like 25,000 people, 30,000 people. It's a very small town. My wife came like 2 years ago. Before, I don't speak a lot of Ukrainian here, you know. I'd only try to speak English. But when I go to back my home in Ukraine, I start to speak Ukrainian. And this was so hard for me because I don't speak Ukrainian so much. You know, like this my language, first language. Yeah, I never be forget it, but after 1 month, I back to United States. And for me, it was hard to start to speak English. You need like a couple of days, your brain just get up, you know what I mean? Not that I forget words, but it's just very hard to speak. Different languages switch over, you know? If everything be good in Ukraine, maybe I go back, visit again, you know? But not right now, because right now it's very dangerous to go to Ukraine. Russia wants to take it Ukraine or some half Ukraine or full Ukraine. I don't know why, but they try to make it like before Soviet Union, before it was 1991. This was one country. In 1991, they split. And I think Russia right now won't make it again like all the same. What Ukrainians doesn't want. They won't go European. They want to be independent. And they doesn't want anymore business even in the Russian, but Russians just pressure Ukraine, you know. Hopefully not be war, because so far a lot of people die. People lost houses and a lot of problems. Oh, I'm sure I'm worrying about family, but what we can do, pray, and hopefully everything be okay. In my hometown, small town, but like maybe 200, 300 kids went to boxing. Boxing's crazy. Every kid's like in soccer or boxing. Maybe in Ukraine right now, boxing number one sport. My classmate just say me, let's try boxing. I was 10 years old. First, when I go to boxing, it just was fun. Just training, a lot of guys, a lot of friends go with me. You know, we just have a good time. But after 14 years old, I take it more seriously like sport. Before I moved to the United States, I just went to school, college. I've been in college and just box all my life. I'm training all the time, twice a day, every day, like 4 hours training. This was probably all my life. I've been in national team. We have a lot of camps. I was national champion and I have to work a lot of training. You can't just train twice or three times a week and be national champion. You have to train at least like 25 hours. United States, more opportunity for professional box. I think this number one country in the world with professional fights, a professional boxing. And Ukraine, we have amateur boxing in Olympian, very great, but we don't have professional fights. And I move to the United States, we become world champion. Ukrainian pitbull. Actually, my coach gave me this pitbull because I'm fight, it was aggressive like pitbull in fight. And me say, oh, we are pitbull. And I say, why pitbull? And say, because you're aggressive. I say, let's be different. And he said, let's do it Ukrainian pitbull. I really like it because a lot of people recognized me from Ukraine who live here. And my name, Ukrainian pitbull, and just get a lot of following. Make is good boxer, discipline. Sometimes talent is not enough. You have to hard work and has disciplines and just follow dreams. Be focused on what you want. That's it. Because sometimes talent is not enough. I just want to say, I remember myself 11 years old. I just want to wish you best. Just follow dreams. Listen, parents. I'm sure you are, but get just more disciplines and everything will be fine.